In September of 2012, our board of directors engaged in a strategic planning process really designed at solidifying the future of Bell. Part of that process, they identified key variables that they wanted to see in any sort of partnership moving forward. On Monday, I'm pleased to announce that our board chair, Dr. Bob DeLangelo, signed a letter of intent with LifePoint designed at that really frees us up to engage in a 60 to 90 day fact-finding period. The agreement is non-binding, but we do have the hope of being acquired by LifePoint here going forward.
What was it that made LifePoint say, yes, we want to partner with Bell?
Well, I think there are some things at Bell that are unique. We're pleased to say that we have very high quality patient care. We serve a distinct population in the West End. We have incredibly compassionate and competent staff. And so I think they took a look at that and our culture and really felt like we were a good fit for the other 57 hospitals in their network of hospitals.
One thing I think that bears mentioning is that while we've heard of LifePoint through the Duke LifePoint partnership with Marquette General,
yes.
This is somewhat fundamentally different because this is with LifePoint. Explain that a little bit.
Yes. Well, you know, we were really pleased to see Marquette General partner up with the Duke LifePoint Collaborative, and that represents four hospitals that have a unique connection back to Duke, the university, which opens up a number of educational opportunities and just some interesting research in the area of healthcare. For us, because of our size and location, it was really more appropriate for us to partner with LifePoint. So we'll report directly into LifePoint's corporate headquarters in Tennessee, and they specialize in rural and community hospitals, and that's really why they were a good fit for us.
What appears to be the overall benefits as you look at it now as a hospital, as an organization partnering up and with LifePoint?
Well, we get to network with other hospitals that are of similar size and similar orientation in their community, so that opens up an opportunity to just partner with some professionals, bounce ideas off of each other to share best practices. In addition, LifePoint is made our hospital a financial offer that helps us just eliminate some of the distractions that we've had over the last couple of years. So they'll help us eliminate our debt and we'll move forward just focusing on good patient care.
Which seems like an overall benefit that you can take some of that pressure off of worrying about financial matters, at least to a point, and do what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly. You all know, as you've watched at the national level, that healthcare is an industry that's really in flux. And so anything that we can do to stabilize our financial situation and just get back to the business of healthcare is a win-win for us.
What I'm seeing from what we've heard already with LifePoint being affiliated with MGH and with Portage Health in Hancock, it seems like their approach is that they will come in, they want to support, they want to be a part of it, but they're also not going to come in and upend and destroy what's made it a success.
That's exactly right. And again, that was a critical component for our board. One of the things that's important for us is that there is no directive to change service lines. We'll have an advisory board that continues to look at the operations of the hospital, which we have in place today. But there's no immediate change. There's no directive that we send patients anywhere other than we would otherwise send them. Mm-hmm. And so we're pleased that we'll be able to continue to refer to Marquette General, which is an important partner for us. But some of those core service lines that we feel are integral to Bell will continue to stay at Bell.
What about when we talk about now with Bell and MGH, Portage Health, all these now that are in this LifePoint situation? It was something in the works already, but in terms of records management, transferring, and so on and so forth, not an easy task to do, but this would probably expedite getting a system together that if you have to have care in Hancock at Portage Health and you are maybe regularly, your health care is at Bell, that the records will be at some point probably fairly exchangeable.
Well, all of our healthcare institutions have been working diligently and certainly at the directive of the legislatures at the federal level and the state level. We have, and I know Marquette General has been working on this as well, we have adopted an EHR, which is an electronic health record, and that's going to ease that sharing of information from hospital to hospital on behalf of our patients. The ultimate goal is that the patient record is really a virtual record that can be accessed anywhere you receive care.
So what happens now? What's the next thing as this is underway? You're in the period of due diligence and negotiation. take a few months. What can we expect?
The first 30 to 60, 90 days is really the heavy lifting of sharing data with our proposed partner. And we work through that due diligence process. And then from there, we finalize agreements. The real final test is at the state level with the Attorney General. They'll look at this proposed partnership and make sure that it's in the best interest of patients in Marquette County.
So folks that regularly come to Bell for care, it's probably not going to seem terribly different, is it?
No, it should feel like business as usual.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning to give us an update on that. And as this process moves along, you're certainly welcome to come join us and give us the latest when you can. And I know it's busy times at the hospital getting the word out and all of this process now of due diligence and whatnot. But please, as the process moves on, come on by and join us again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.